Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Jewachong. Our text for reflection is 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1 to 8. 2 Kings 5, 1 to 8. Now Naaman was commander of the army of the king of Aram. He was a great man in the sight of his master and highly regarded, because through him the Lord had given victory to Aram. He was a valiant soldier, but he had leprosy. Now bands of raiders from Aram had gone out and had taken captive a young girl from Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "If only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." Naaman went to his master and told him what the girl from Israel had said. "By all means, go," the king of Aram replied. "I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So Naaman left, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of clothing. The letter that he took to the king of Israel read, "With this letter I am sending my servant Naaman to you, so that you may cure him of his leprosy." As soon as the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his robes and said, "Am I God? Can I kill and bring back to life? Why does this fellow send someone to me to be cured of his leprosy? See how he is trying to pick a quarrel with me." When Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his robes, he sent him this message: "Why have you torn your robes? Have the man come to me, and he will know that there is a prophet in Israel." My theme for reflection is healing grace, the power to transform enemies and ourselves. The power to transform enemies and ourselves. The story of Naaman in 2 Kings 5 is a rich narrative that invites us to explore the transformative power of God's grace and the radical shifts in perspective that it can bring. Naaman, a powerful Aramean general, is introduced with both his strengths and his weakness, his leprosy. The story unfolds with an unusual mix of characters: kings who wield power yet feel helpless, a prophet who offers healing without fanfare, and slaves who display unexpected compassion. Naaman's journey from a feared enemy of Israel to a healed and humble believer is a powerful testament to the potential for change that exists in every human heart. Initially, Naaman's pride and sense of superiority blind him to the possibility that healing could come from an Israelite prophet, or that his status and power are irrelevant to the workings of God. However, when he listens to the advice of his slaves and obeys the simple command to wash in the Jordan, his leprosy is healed and his perspective is transformed. He emerges from the river not just with clean skin, but with a renewed spirit and a new understanding of God's power. This story challenges us to see our enemies, and even those who oppose us, through the lens of humanity and compassion. It prompts us to consider how God's healing grace can transcend boundaries, turning foes into friends, and transforming even the most hardened hearts. The radical shift in Naaman's life reminds us that God's love is expansive, extending beyond the borders of nationality, status, or past actions. The story also invites us to reflect on the divisions that exist in our own lives. Whether they are personal conflicts, societal divisions, or even global tensions. It calls us to resist the temptation to demonize those who oppose us and instead to see them as individuals capable of change just as we are. The narrative of Naaman shows us that healing and transformation are possible for anyone, even those we consider enemies. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of my life do I need to allow God's healing grace to change my perspective, especially towards those I may view as adversaries? Number two, how can I embody the compassion and humility of those in Naaman's story who helped bring about his transformation even when faced with difficult or hostile relationships? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the story of Naaman, which reminds us of the transformative power of your grace. Help us to see beyond the barriers that divide us and to recognize the humanity in all people, even those we may consider enemies. Lord, grant us the humility to seek your healing in our own lives and the courage to extend compassion to others. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.